You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
I hate
fire, more heat.
You're listening to the boss of the big boy, JP.
Good morning, Las Vegas, all my sports bettors around the world, waking you up early, getting you where you want to be. JB the Ticket in Vegas Scoreboard Express. It is Sunday baseball. That's right, guys. Back at you live. My main man on the line with me down from Tampa Bay, Florida, Scotty Beeman, up web, MLB-Daily.com, East Coast Sports Investors. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing?
Hey, JB. Good morning, brother. It's Sunday, man. It's baseball day.
Sunday baseball. That's right. Waking you guys up early, getting you where you want to be. Also in studio, my main man, Ron Third Down Best Bets, back in studio. Took him a minute or so to get himself correct, but again, he said he'd be ready for baseball season, so we're glad to have you back, Ron. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, man. Again, locking and loading with you guys, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Switching it up this week. Getting it going. We got baseball, a little bit of NBA ready to go for you when we get back from this short commercial break. Talk a little bit of Masters Tournament if you like the golf thing. Also, we got those sound effects back this morning, guys, so it's going to be a fun morning. We want to make sure that you have all the good goodies. You go to jbtheticket.com. Got the online casinos for you. Daily deals, Fubo TV. That's one of our sponsors. Be sure to check them out and save 15%. And before we go to first commercial break, as I always do, quick shout out, starting with you, Ron Third Down. Thanks so much for getting back in studio today.
Thank you. Want to do a quick shout out to Hard Rock Hamilton, the big guy.
That's right, Linwood Hard Rock Hamilton, defender of the youth. Getting that documentary out. He's also doing a lot of cool stuff with that Soul City Wrestling. He's got the apparel. He's finally taking a page out of my book, turning some things into cash. And then down in Tampa Bay, Scotty, go ahead with a few shout outs and then we'll get back from this commercial break, jump into some baseball, some hockey, and everything on the board today to put cash in people's pockets. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just a shout out real quick to Pittsburgh Pirates. Yesterday, my wife went there for her first day at the job, and they took good care of us, so it was a good place.
That's right, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, shout out all the folks up in the Pittsburgh area, those Primanti sandwiches. Delicious. Got to put the fries on them, double fries. So when I get back from this commercial break, we're going to make it lock and load and put cash in your pocket. JB the Ticket in Vegas Scoreboard Express. I've been doing this a long time, and you know what I've been doing, getting the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big four, JB the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you
skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
Pine Hollow Winery is the first and only boutique winery in the Las Vegas city limits that features its own handcrafted wines. Located on the west side just minutes from the Strip at 7018 West Charleston, Pine Hollow Wines are available for tasting by the glass, bottle, or for carryout. Peach lovers, pick up a bottle of the Warm Fuzzy, which is a sweet Chardonnay-style wine made with peach and apricots. Visit PineHollowWinery.com for their events, wine menu, and hours. That's PineHollowWinery.com.
As a three-time international award-winning restaurant, Joe's New York Pizza uses only the freshest and best available ingredients. From giant slices of hand-tossed pie to calzones, strombolis, fingers, and wings, Joe's serves all your favorites. Stop in for a slice at one of their two Las Vegas locations at Paradise and Harmon or South Las Vegas Boulevard, or you can check out their menu at joesnewyorkpizzalv.com.
Embark on this thrilling journey into sports leadership with me, Dr. David Schoonover, every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSHP, exclusively on the VSX Digital Sports Network. Gain valuable insight into the minds of coaches, executives, and administrators as we uncover the secrets of coaching brilliance. Tune in for exclusive revelations and endless inspiration. Be sure to catch every moment each Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here, live on KSHP 107.1 FM, 1400 AM.
You're tuned into the VSX Digital Sports Network.
Yo, 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 yo. You're in the mix.
World's finest, man.
You are rocking with the hottest. Put your hands up for the boss. The Mixmaster is live. Get ready.
You're listening to the boss of the Big Four.
Back at you live, JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express here in Vegas, 107.1 FM, AM 1400. That's right, telling you where the cash is at, putting it in your pocket, making sure that you wake up early with us here each and every Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here, again on KSHP VSX Digital Sports Network. Ron Thurtown, Best Bets Live, back in studio with me, with Scotty Beam Up Webb on the line. Let's go over some of these scores yesterday in baseball. Now, we talked about these guys yesterday being able to, you know, possibly get the win. And when I looked at the score this morning, I got up, I said, okay, one team got it done, the other team got it done, and then my hometown Mets, man, you know, dropped the ball again. Oh, a little bit tight, a little bit tight. But again, Scotty, thank you so much for coming back on. Want to talk about that first game that I gave out yesterday. I'm trying to pull it up. Again, Mackenzie Gore, the Washington Nationals. Money line. Cash in your pocket yesterday, 3-1 over the Oakland Athletics. I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Scotty. You know, I broke that game down pretty succinctly. We got the first five innings play. That's what I gave out as my best bet as well. The Nationals, 6-8. They're a scrappy team. Is this one of those underdogs that you can keep on your betting list to pull out wins, or are they just set up to beat the bad teams? Go ahead.
No, you can play the Nationals at times. I mean, Mackenzie Gore is not going to go in as a favorite that often. So, I mean, he was a favorite yesterday. And a lot of times he's going to be able to keep their team within, you know, that structure of okay, maybe you can get him at plus 120, plus 130, something like that.
Right.
And you know, they've got a couple guys with Joey Meneses, and they have Gallo now. I mean, they got a couple of guys that just, you know, get a couple pops out of those guys on the home run side. And they can compete at a certain level. Now, of course, over 162 games, they're not going to be, you know, that good. But in certain spots, I think that they're a team that you can certainly have on that list that says, oh, this is a scrappy team. This is, you know, they have C.J. Abrams too, who's a budding superstar at shortstop. So I think it's a team that you want to look at and go, I can put them in on certain places and certain spots and feel pretty good about it.
That's what I'm talking about. I definitely love it. Moving along to another game yesterday. This one was given out by Ron Thurtown, Best Bets. Toronto Blue Jays, they were able to put a cap in their feather, taking down that win yesterday, pulling it up, beating the Rockies 5-3. Tell me what you see with this Toronto team. Are they finally turning the corner? Are they going to get more respect in their division this year? Or are they going to continue to play spoiler? And are they still a dog that you can keep on their betting list? Go ahead.
Me? Okay. Yeah, I do think Toronto is going to be a good team this year. The only problem is they're in a really good division. Yankees are on fire so far to start the year. The Orioles are starting to wake up a little bit. So, and the Red Sox have also looked pretty good too early. So I think that's going to be their biggest problem, but they are a team that you can bet on and make money with.
Right. The Blue Jays right now, 7-8. Let's move into some of the hockey action that we had yesterday. We talked about, again, the New York Islanders all just, you know, fell right at the wire. The New York Rangers, again, just a little bit too powerful for them. Do you think that the Islanders are out? Ron Thurdown, sticking with you. Go ahead.
Well, they're going to make it because they, points-wise, they were the closest team that was out. So, in the season's ending soon. So, they're going to make it. But it was the Rangers are that good. And when they want to play, they can play. That's the problem with the Rangers. You know, not to get off the Islanders, is they just show up when they want.
Right.
They've looked real good at times and real bad at times. But the Islanders, since Patrick Waugh took over, have been a completely different team. I don't think they're going to be a long playoff team, probably one series and out. But they're scrappy. You know, they play hard.
There you go. Let's talk about that Washington Capitals win yesterday. A dog that we had that was barking, beating up on Tampa Bay 4-2. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Tampa Bay Lightning, they're in. However, the Washington Capitals, they played a good game yesterday and put some cash in your pocket. Do you worry about Tampa Bay's chances in the playoffs if they can't close out these late season games? Go ahead.
No, I think it's all a matter of, at this point in time, motivation, right? So we had one motivated team in Washington yesterday because they're trying to make the wild card and get in. And then you have, the Tampa's already there. So, and they can't change their position. So they're just trying to stay healthy and get ready for the next series. So I think some teams are just waiting for the season to be over and other teams are trying to get in there. And, you know, it looks like there's not that many teams in that spot. You know, you got the Islanders, Capitals, Flyers, Penguins, all kind of still alive with the Red Wings. So I think those are the only teams that actually have something to play for.
Right. Let's talk about those Red Wings yesterday. They got the money line win in the dog position, +140, beating the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-4. Going into some hockey talk for today, Ron Thurdown, Best Bets. What are some of the teams that you're looking at on the line today? We talked about a couple of days ago with the situation up in Seattle, St. Louis Blues again, Vegas Golden Knights on the line today. Who do you think where some of the dogs are barking, and where can we put some cash in our pocket? We'll jump into some of these rotation numbers. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely like Vegas today. Colorado got beat 7-0 at home against Winnipeg yesterday, and Colorado kind of worries me. They don't seem to be ready for the playoffs. They haven't showed up lately. Carolina is at Chicago. Carolina has nothing to play for, and the Blackhawks have been a scrappy team at home, so that could be a dog today.
Right, let's go into it. The Vegas Golden Knights here in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena, rotation number 030, rotation number 30. 70% of the money is on these guys. Vegas -113 on the money line. The puck line total in this 6.5. You got these Colorado Avalanche there. A better win total than Vegas, but again, they haven't been playing too well. Ron, I'm going to stick with you on this one and throw it back to you again. With Vegas, do you think it's still going to be a scoring fest? Okay, they've got a lot of young guys coming over from Henderson. They've got some, you know, changes with the roster. They're playing a little bit more loose, and I feel that if they can maintain their wild card spot and start getting some of their plays going, start working on some of the power play, you know, formations, just really start getting back to that high-scoring team that we saw last year that helped them get to the Stanley Cup final and win it. And again, 6.5 goals. Do you think it's just better to take the over in the total here today and go to sleep? Go ahead, Ron.
I do like the over today. One thing about this hockey season is none of the goalies have played real well. Some of them have really good stats, but every time you turn on the score, 7-5, 8-3. I mean, there's been a lot of goals this year. That's really out of character. It's not been so defensive as, you know, hockey's usually more defensive. This year it's been offensive. And I think Vegas is going to click here when the playoffs start. They're really starting to get it going here. They just need to get Aiden Hill in goal, leave him there, get him back into his groove. And I think they're going to be okay.
All right, looking at that over here, going down to the Carolina game. Scotty, beam them up, Webb. A little bit of hockey here before we jump into the baseball with you. Finishing it out on the hockey side, rotation number 031. That's right, rotation number 31, the Carolina Hurricane at the Chicago Blackhawks. Again, rotation number 032, Chicago. Terrible record. Playing for nothing here. maybe looking for spoiler, take a few points away from Carolina. Carolina clearly in at 51-22-2-5. Chicago 23-51-4-1. Plus 290 here. Chicago, a scrappy team, likes to play for pride here. Do you think that Carolina could possibly do the same thing that Tampa Bay did yesterday? Maybe rest some starters, try to stay healthy. And if Chicago can do that, the biggest dog on the board today at plus 290. Is there any cash out there for Blackhawks fans? Go ahead.
Well, it's not a bad look, but I don't necessarily think that that's necessarily the way I would play it. I think that I wouldn't be on Chicago at this point today, just because both teams don't really have anything to play for. At this point, the Blackhawks, they've won 23 games, and I think over that they've got the young kids that scoring goals there. So I think that one of the things that they're going to do is just play it out, and I don't think this game means anything to either one. But in that case, you want to play the better talented roster, right? Because the better talented roster should at some point, be able to out-duel the other one. So I would look at it from that perspective, and I would take Carolina and not even worry about Chicago. But
he's like, just go with Carolina, not worry about them. Take them in the puck line. When we get back from this short commercial break, we're jumping into the baseball. Scotty, you hang on the line. Ron, Third Down Best Bets here in studio. You stay in your chair here. We're locked and loaded. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Got to take a quick commercial break. Let's get ready for that baseball, people. This is where the money is made. VSX, let's get it.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Kicker. Vegas Scoreboard Express, giving you that grace.
In times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. We salute those who have given their lives for our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
This salute is courtesy of Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, serving our area with quality and pride. For a fantastic meal, stop by 1331 West Warm Springs Road in Henderson or call them at 725-214-4140. That's 725-214-4140. Mac and Grill Cheese Factory, on the air, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free thanks to our brave.
The National Atomic Testing Museum is a national science, history, and educational institution that tells the story of America's nuclear weapons testing program at the Nevada Test Site. Located at 755 East Flamingo Road, just east of Paradise, the museum offers immersive, interactive experts for guests of all ages. The museum is Smithsonian certified and open 7 days a week. For more information, visit nationalatomictestingmuseum.org. That's nationalatomictestingmuseum.org.
You're tuned into the VSX Digital Sports Network.
More fire, more heat.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball, JP the Kicker.
Vegas.
Back at you live, JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. Want to give a shout out to my main man, Joe Tasby Jr. Just recently lost his mom, but we're rocking here with you over at Vegas Scoreboard Express. Still going hard with you. One of the big time supporters dropped a little bit of grease for you. About to jump into this baseball. Scotty Bieber-Mobweb back on the line with us here from MLB-Daily.com. You can follow him on the social medias at Webby20MLB. So again, it is Baseball Sunday. Everybody's been waiting for it all season. This is Scotty's time to shine. He's going to be coming on also on Saturdays, folks. So it's a doubleheader all baseball season long this summer. May even be filling in for me when I take a quick vacation because I need one. But we're going to get into the baseball today. It's been an exciting time in baseball. There's a couple of dogs on the mound today that I like. We got some American League play here getting started early. Rotation number 959, LA Angels of Anaheim. Going up against those Boston Red Sox that Scotty just talked about, rotation number 960. You got the Angels in the dog position at plus 110. about even on the money, 45% on the run line for the Angels with 55% for Boston. Kind of similar record, 7-7 overall, 5-3 on the road for the Angels. And that dog is barking because Boston can't seem to get it done at home. And these guys are only 1-4. So this is one of those games where I'm looking at it saying, look, early game, take a dog. You got Tyler Anderson on the mound for the Angels and Brian Bello on the mound for Boston. Go ahead, Scotty. Let's get it going.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's good to look at what the teams do tomorrow, too, because especially on Sunday, it's a travel day. But in this particular case, tomorrow's the Monday when the Boston Marathon runs. So they have a special event, and the baseball game starts at like 11:30 in the morning. So you know, it's a weird day in terms of tomorrow. So one of the things I look at is who plays in that game. Obviously, Boston plays in it every year. The Angels are traveling away, and there's another team coming in. So you want to kind of look at that and go, holy cow, like Cleveland, I think, plays in that game tomorrow. So they're going to travel away from Cleveland tonight, go into Boston, and then have to play 11:30 in the morning. So that puts them at a deficit already tomorrow. But in today's game, I looked at this one, and it was kind of an interesting matchup because Boston woke up the bats yesterday. And I kind of expected that to a degree, but it's kind of a weird spot because Anderson today for the Angels, he's been pretty good. Now, last season, he got banged around and didn't do very well, but the year before that, he was a Dodger and pitched pretty good for them. So Bello's the best pitcher, theoretically, on Boston's team. I mean, he's the guy that starts the first game. I don't necessarily believe he's the best pitcher, but I think the metrics show that he can get hit. Like his xFIP numbers, 420, Sears, 423. That just means that he's predicted to give up a few runs. I think Anderson has had two really good games, so he hasn't had any setback games yet, and that's kind of a bad thing when you're betting on these pitchers that haven't had any setback games. So I expect there to be a lot of runs in this one. So when I looked at it, the last night the line was 9. It's 10, so I think the market agrees with me on that. But I think you got to try to figure out how do you bet these games over those numbers or into those numbers. But 10's quite a bit. But I do think there's going to be a lot of runs scored.
He thinks there's going to be a lot of runs scored. 9.5 is that run total. Ron, third down. Go over to you quickly here. We'll move along to the next game. Who do you like here? Do you think the Boston Red Sox are going to be able to keep the offense going, or is Brian Bello going to give up a couple of runs? And can the Angels, despite having to make those wild travel plans, maybe pull one out on the road to keep some momentum when they get back on the road? Go ahead.
Well, like Scotty said, I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of runs. I think both pitchers are going to give up runs today, but I do like Boston today. I like the schedule, the way it favors them. I think they're going to play good right now. They start hitting yesterday, and with the Boston Marathon, Boston's strong, baby. They get it going.
Right. Boston Red Sox telling you that they like the Red Sox. I'm still sticking with the dog here. I think the Angels in the first five innings, people, can get you a couple of dollars here. Take a money line the first five innings. That's what I like. The LA Angels rotation number 959. Let's move along to another team that's still doing well in the dog position today. The Milwaukee Brewers rotation number 967 plus 166. You got Colin Ray back on the mound, right-hander, going up against the Baltimore Orioles. Scotty's been heavy on these guys all season long. Rotation number 968, Corbin Burnes, another right-hander. However, Baltimore, 4-4 at home, 8-6. A little bit of slide here, but Milwaukee is still clicking on all cylinders. 10-3, they are a dog today. I think that's where the value is, taking the Milwaukee Brewers money line. 7-1 on the road, strong offensive play, and what a lot of folks haven't been talking about, good defensive play, a lot of infield outs, okay? When they get the ball in play on the ground, ground balls get scooped, and guys get sent back to the dugout. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Milwaukee, do you like that dog today barking at plus 166?
Well, I think it's hard not to like Milwaukee in a lot of spots because they've had 7 consecutive games with 7 or more runs. So I mean that's a pretty high number. That's very hard to do. However, I think that gets challenged today because Corbin Burnes is on the mound for Baltimore, and Corbin Burnes was the ace for Milwaukee for years. So this is the first time he's faced Milwaukee, and I think he's going to be up for that challenge today. I don't like the number. I mean, the number's pretty steep. It's, what, minus 180, something like that for Baltimore?
Right, minus 180, minus 200. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a big number. So if you wanted to try to look at this, you're going to have to try to figure out how you play it. Because if you like Burns in Baltimore, the only way I think you would want to look at it is, you know, Baltimore's offense isn't terrible, but they haven't been playing what Milwaukee has. But you could play Baltimore, say, in the first five innings, minus a half a run. And I think that number is like minus 130. I'm not so sure, you know, that Colin Ray, the pitcher for Milwaukee, who's had a couple good starts already, has the ability to just keep down Baltimore. So I tend to like Baltimore and Burns in this game, but you got to continually try to find a way, but the only way I would play it is Baltimore first five minus a half run.
Give me my money.
Likes Baltimore in the first five innings. He's been on the Orioles all season, went to their spring training. Going over to you, Ron, third down. Milwaukee, best team in the dog position today. Better record, better baseball team. I do like the pitching in this matchup, okay? One of the things, again, Milwaukee Brewers, they have a good defensive side of the ball. They tend to just look at the baseball field as just that, another diamond to play on, and the record shows it. Do you think the Brewers are the dog of the day? Go ahead.
They definitely are a dog today. I like the Orioles today. I like their bats waking up. Rauschman finally got his first home run yesterday. I really liked what I saw with Baltimore. I think they're going to start clicking now. But Milwaukee has been hitting the shit out of the ball, so...
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Come on. Come on. Costing you. Man, you got to get that liquor out of you. Go ahead. But I'm looking at this game here. Got to straighten that out. That'll be edited out. But when we look at it here from the perspective of the run line, you got 8.5 total runs here. You're talking about these teams knocking the ball out of the park. Should it be an easy over? Do you want to buy it back a half? You want to buy it back a full run? Scotty, beam him up, Webb. I'll throw it back down to you. Keep it PG. Go ahead.
Yeah, when you start to think about, you know, totals in this particular game, I think that both teams have had very good success in scoring runs, and you know, my number on this particular game, I have the Milwaukee side and being able to at least get three or four. So if they're going to get three or maybe four runs today, and you think that, you know, it's possible that Baltimore wins the game, you know, I would say you want to go over the number.
Want to go over that number. I do like it here with the over in this game as well. Again, you got two teams that are really swinging well. However, Colin Ray, if he gets in a groove in the first five innings, he could put Baltimore in a hole. Let's move down to another game. We talked about these guys supporting your wife, the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rotation number 951. Another dog position today in state, in league, the Philadelphia Phillies. Rotation number 952. Shout out to my main man, Naeem the Dream. I know he's listening. Thanks for your continued support of the show. One of the Philly guys out here in Las Vegas, but this is a battle for PA. Mitch Keller on the mound for the Pirates. Zach Wheeler for the Phillies. Now, Wheeler has been around for a while. He's been quite the ace. Both of these guys are right-handers. 8.5 is the live total. Four runs opened at 8, plus 150 on the money line, minus 178 for Philadelphia. So that tells me right now, the dog is barking. You got Pittsburgh 10-5, 7-3 on the road, and you've got Philadelphia here coming in a little bit shy at 4-5 at home. All right, that ain't really going to get it done for you. And they're only 8-7, one game above 500. Do you think that the Pittsburgh offense can get out early on Zach Wheeler as he's getting a little bit long in the tooth? And as a dog, only 33% of the money is on the Pirates. Better record, better road record against a worse home record. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, this is kind of a weird spot here. Like, Wheeler can be considered in a lot of ways the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. Sabermetrically and statistically, he is. Now, having said that, he's also one of these guys that the data doesn't match the results. And what I mean is, You know, they played. He's pitched three times. This will be his fourth time. The Phillies team, when he pitches, they're 0-3 in his starts. That doesn't mean his record is that, and his particular metrics are very good. But it just he for whatever reason, you know, he's kind of like a 500 pitcher when he starts for these games. You got to be real careful when you really want to take on his numbers, because you know he's a big favorite lots of times. I think he's, you know, minus a big number again today. So the other part of this is Keller for Pittsburgh. Now, Keller for Pittsburgh, he's not like Wheeler. I mean, he's the best pitcher that they can throw out there for now. Pittsburgh's going to have a couple kids that are going to come up and be better than Keller. But at this moment, you know, his xFIP Sierra numbers are in the fours, and Wheeler's are in the twos. So, you know, he has not had any success against the Philly batters. So I look at this game and think, okay, Philadelphia just doesn't play motivated baseball, and Pittsburgh does. So, I mean, you know, they're out there trying to do everything they can do to win games. But I still can't go get past the metrics here. I don't want to play big numbers on Wheeler. But if you wanted to play, again, in the first five innings, you know, half run, you got a better pitcher, you know, you got a better matchup against Keller, you're minus a half run, minus 125 would be my option.
He likes the running with the minus 125, maybe buying it back a little bit. I like the dog here, better record, better team. I don't expect Keller to go more than three innings here, but if he can keep it under four runs in those first three innings, keep that ERA, you know, we'll give him, you know, one and a half, two, three. I don't want to see him getting up in that high number. Going over to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb. Let's talk a little bit about the total in this game. Again, Pittsburgh Pirates, Philadelphia Phillies, 8.5. Both of these pitchers are known for their short-term starts, okay? Just like he said about Wheeler. He comes in, he comes out, and the Phillies lose, okay? That's why they're 8-7. Mitch Keller, as long as he keeps his run total under four, the Pittsburgh Pirates have been cashing. That's why I like him in the dog position today. Go ahead with that run total.
Yeah, my numbers come out to Philadelphia 6-4 as a winner. And that would go over the number. But, you know, for that to happen, Philadelphia's offense just has to wake up. They have the potential to do that, but they're a streaky offense, man. When they get going, that's when you really want to ride their offense. But in this particular case, I still wouldn't go under the number. I would stay over the number.
Staying over the number, let's move along here to my main man, Ron, Third Down Best Bets. Let's talk about this game. It has been the American League game. They took the doubleheader yesterday, back out at it again. The New York Yankees, rotation number 961, 12-3, number one offense in baseball. These guys are playing lights out. The young guys have finally woken up and realized that they're in pinstripes. They are playing the Cleveland Guardians again today. Rotation number 962, Guardians in the dog position. You got Nestor Cortes Jr., left-hander on the mound for the Yankees at 12-3, 8-1 on the road. These guys are looking really tough. And you look at their price, it's only minus 134. The Yankees are a small dog here in a favored position going up against Logan Allen, the left-hander. Go ahead, Ron, Third Down. I like the Yankees again. Go ahead.
I like the Yankees as well today. Nobody's talking about it, but Oswaldo Cabrera has been a big key for the Yankees. He's had a good bat so far this year, can play numerous positions. He's been very valuable to their team. Judge and Stanton are starting to get going a little bit, and I like the Yankees today.
Yeah, the Yankees have really been playing well, and when you talk about a road team with young talent playing with that type of roster, going back to you, Scotty, beam him up, Webb, do you think that the Cleveland Indians are going to try to push Logan Allen to more than five innings today because they're looking a little bit long in their bullpen already? We've seen quite a few pitchers on the mound for Cleveland this early in the season. Go ahead.
Well, this is a weird, interesting spot. I mean, I like the offense for the Yankees right now. I've got they're ranked like third best offense. And they have what a good cluster effect. You know, Soto, Verdugo, Volpe, Rizzo, Stanton, all those guys are doing very, very well. But in this particular spot, Allen's metrics are pretty good. I mean, his metrics, FIP, Sierra, pretty good. He's got a great ground ball rate. So 58% of the balls hit off of his bat are going to be on the ground. So if he keeps the ball in play, that's pretty good for them. When you look at the other side and you have Cortez numbers are a little higher, 4.32, 4.63. So I think Cleveland can make it a competitive game. And this is another one of those where I thought there's going to be some run scored here, but that number already went from 8.5 to 9. So I don't mind a short value for, you know, New York. On the road, I don't think that's a terrible thing, but I think it's going to be a competitive game.
Competitive, 8.5 is the total. Going back over to you, Ron, third down. Do you like to buy this back a run? I'm going to buy it back a run to 7.5, and I'll take the over here because I do think that if the Yankees can get out early, 5-0, 6-1, we've already got 7 of those runs, and then they may dial it back a little bit. Get some of those young pitchers on the mound for the Yankees out of the bullpen. And that's where Scotty's saying it could be competitive. But 8.5 is a lot. We're seeing high totals today. Maybe buy that back a little bit, or maybe even take the under. Go ahead, and then we'll get to break.
I actually like the under today, but I definitely would buy it back if you're going to go with the over. You definitely have to. I don't see them getting 8.5 runs today.
Right. Doesn't like the 8.5. That means you got to get to 9 or get caught on the hook. Scotty Beamham, UpWeb, MLBDaily.com. Thank you so much for your contributions. You hang on the line with me. When we get back from this short commercial break, me, Ron, and Scotty are going to go into some more baseball picks with you here. Might even touch on some golf if you bet on the Masters, if at all. We'll see where we can find you some cash. So keep it locked here with me, JB the Ticket, and Vegas Scoreboard Express. Thank you so much for listening here in Las Vegas and around the world on KSHP.com, 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Let's get some more money.
You're listening to the boss of the Big Four, JP the Kicker. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you that grace.
Basketball season is heating up, so stay in the game with Fubo TV. Get the NBA, NCAA, FIBA, and more. Get 7 days free at VegasScoreboardExpress.com. Don't get cabled. Get Fubo TV.
When you bring your vehicle to Star Auto Care for maintenance, you'll have a team of professionals at your service. Every one of our technicians has been factory trained and master status certified to ensure that you receive the highest quality and most effective service. Star Auto Care is located at 3540 East Tropicana Avenue, just east of Pecos. Star Auto Care is confident in their prices and will match any mechanic located within 20 miles. Bring your vehicle in today and let Star Auto Care give you the peace of mind you deserve when you service your car. Visit them online at starautocare.us.
Skip your cable bill this month and join the action with JB and Fubo TV. Get 7 days free, 15% off your first month. No credit check, no deposit, no installation hassle. Go to FuboTV.com/JB. Sign up, download the app, and start watching games.
Enjoy being a subscriber after the first month. Easy cancellation anytime. Regional restrictions apply. Sign up at VegasScoreboardExpress.com.
I'm Dr. David Schoonover, your dedicated formation therapist. Feeling weighed down by life's challenges? Let's navigate them together. Whether it's sports psychology, relationships, or career struggles, I'm here to guide you towards clarity and healing. Take the first step towards a brighter tomorrow. Visit thelighthousesessions.com or call 702-518-4393. Schedule your consultation. I'm Dr. Schoonover. Together, let's illuminate your path and your inner light.
You're tuned into the BSX Digital Sports Network.
I see
more fire, more heat.
I see.
You're listening to the boss of the Big Boy,
Beta Tekka. Giving you that grip. J-Beta.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back on the line with you here early. JB the Ticket, Vegas Scoreboard Express. Appreciate you guys listening to me here this Sunday morning. It's about 15 minutes before game time, and you know what that means. It's time to pick the winners. Jumping back into this baseball, Scotty Beam-Em-Up Web, MLB-Daily.com on the line with you here. Rotation number 977. Can they do it twice? Is it twice as nice? And they're in the dog position, the Washington Nationals. Playing the Oakland Athletics again. This is one of the interleague matchups that I do like. I'm still going with the Washington Nationals here. Trevor Williams on the line, 6-8, 4-4 on the road, but Oakland just doesn't have it. Just doesn't have it, okay? They can't get the ball scored. We told you yesterday they didn't have the bats, and we were totally on point with that. So we talk about it again today. Don't see much change in Alex Wood on the mound. If Washington can score two or three ones, I think they got that in the bag with cash. Go ahead, Scotty, beam him up.
Well, these are two pitchers that are very hittable for other opponent offenses. Williams has done pretty well to this point. He's had two really good games, so I wouldn't expect him to go out and throw a three in a row. And Wood has struggled like he normally does. So I think both offenses have an opportunity to do well today. So it's pretty difficult when you got pitchers that can't hold back offenses to sit here and go, yeah, I like one team over another one in that regard. Right now, Oakland's offense is 25th in the league, and Washington is 15th. So that puts a little bit of an edge to Washington there. I don't mind that. Where you want to try to back Washington. I think their bullpen's probably a little bit better unless Oakland has the lead at the very end and you're trying to win in the ninth. They got a kid that throws 103 miles an hour out of there. So you don't want to face that. So I don't mind Washington as a play here.
He doesn't like or doesn't mind Washington as the play. All right, I'm just losing a little bit because main man Ron Third Down best had me dying in the studio again today. Do that promo one more time. No, I'm just joking. I was like, come on, man. Got to get the coffee in here today. I'm up, and we're going to keep you up. Be sure to stay tuned after this show. We got Dr. David Schoon over the Mind Coordinator coming up live on the line. Be sure to tune into that. It's real good. Let's move down to the team last year that won the World Series. No one seems to be talking about them. We'll talk about them here. Texas Rangers, rotation number 965, 8-7 on the record books today. I don't know what that's about. Only one game over 500, 3-2 on the road, playing those Houston Astros. Not much better at 5-11. Rotation number 966, 3-6 at home. You got Christian Javier on the mound at the house for Houston, right-hander going up against Nathan Eovaldi for Texas. So you talk about these two teams, my, how the mighty have fallen. We're talking about a combined win total of 13 for both of these teams here. Is it even worth the bet, or do you want to just take a look at this for reference down the road? Maybe it's a slow start and a comeback, but both of these two teams look like they're hanging a little bit close to the edge of the toilet here. Or can you keep them on your betting list, Scotty? Go ahead.
Yeah, these teams both will turn things around. Texas has some pitchers getting ready to come back. Houston, once they kind of get through and get their bullpen figured out, they'll be okay. Houston, I think, and Texas, I think both of those two teams are better than anybody else in the West. You know, you got Seattle and you've got the Angels and the A's. So those two teams will be the teams that fight it out at the end. And I think this game is interesting in a sense that Eovaldi's been really good. Javier's been good and bad. And I think Javier's in the worst spot here today, but Houston's offense has been better. So this creates a little conflict, and I would rather look at over in those kind of spots than actually try to pick a side. I think over is probably pretty good.
That's a low price.
Eight and a half We're looking at another 9-run game here, talking about these two pitchers going over to you, Ron, third down. Do you like the chances of that happening here? Again, both sides, like I said before, two turds in a bucket. You're betting to see which one goes down first. They got to fix their problems, got to fix the issues. Can you play the total, or do you like this one to go under here? Do you think that the offensive problems from both of these teams could affect that total going under from 8.5? You maybe buy it up one to go 9.5 to secure that win. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think both pitchers have been really good so far, and I think they're going to be good today. Houston seems to be hitting the ball a little bit better than Texas right now. I agree with what Scotty said. These are going to be the cream of the crop in the West at some point. They're just, you know, slow start. And I like Houston today myself, and I do like the under. I like Javier.
Like Houston in the under. Let's talk about another baseball game. I try to avoid it, but I can't avoid it. Rotation number 971, the Kansas City Royals. Put a big hurt yesterday on the New York Mets. These guys are 6-8, 2-6 at home. It's getting stuffy out there for them. Jose Buto on the mound for New York. Again, the Mets trying to figure this out and not fall deeper in the cellar. But the Kansas City Royals, give credit where credit is due. They're another team no one is talking about right now. Fast start for them. 10-5, 2-3 on the road, though. But can they get another win in New York? Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, they can. I mean, today they have Ragans on the mound, Cole Ragans. And Ragans is, he's been a lot of hype coming into this season, so it's not like people aren't familiar with who he is. And he has ace-like stuff. I mean, he's a really, really dynamic, young, good pitcher. And he's made three starts, and the Royals have lost all three starts. So he's been matched up against some aces on the other side. Today, he's not matched up against an ace. He's matched up against Buto. And Buto, he threw well the first time. I don't suspect him to throw well today. Both offenses have been very good. But when you have a shutdown kind of pitcher on one side and not the other, I think you can play the Royals as a short favorite today. It makes more sense.
Don't bet on the Mets today. Take the Royals and go to sleep. When I come back from this short commercial break, best bets. Ron, third down, best bets. Scotty, beam them up web. MLB-daily.com, BSX Digital Sports Network. I'm your host and boss of the big board. JB, the ticket. Keep it locked. It's time to get the money.
You're listening to the boss of the big board. JB.
It's time to wake up and win the weekend.
You're listening to the boss of the big ball,
JP the Kicker,
giving you that grease.
Join me every Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time for the live action on Vegas Scoreboard Express on KSHP 107.1 FM and AM 1400. Dive into the game day with my in-depth analysis, expert predictions, and winning plays from the sharpest minds in sports betting. It's more than just placing bets. It's about securing wins. Head over to jbtheticket.com and be sure to tune in to KSHP this weekend from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time to ride the winning wave with VSX. Tune in and get your money back from the sports book. All money, all sports, no bull.
Miss the live show? Subscribe to Vegas Scoreboard Express on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts and radio listening.
I hate it.
JB the Ticket in Vegas Scoreboard Express back at you live. Time to give you the best plays of the day. Scotty, beam him up web on the line with me down in Tampa Bay. Ron, third down, best bets here in studio. Thank you guys so much for coming on the line. Ronnie B, Las Vegas, shouting him out. Don't even know if he's up yet, but I'm sure he's already got that betting list going. So we'll go around the board. Scotty, beam him up web. What is your best play of the day? If you got one, if you got two, do what you do. It is a free Sunday today on Baseball Sunday here with you. All my plays are free over at jbtheticket.com. That's how we're going to start doing it again. So go ahead. Let's get started, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I like the Kansas City play with Ragans today. And I'm going to give you one other one that we didn't talk about today. It's kind of an underdog kind of play. I like the Cincinnati Reds on the run line, -1.5. You can get that at +105 against the White Sox.
I like it. That's another good one. Ron, third down, best bets, best play of the day, my friend. Go ahead.
I like the Vegas Golden Knights today, beating the Colorado Avalanche and going with the over.
He's going with the over, Vegas in the over at the Dome. So my best play of the day, guys, again, I'm going back with those Washington Nationals. I think they're going to be able to get another dog play for you here, Trevor Williams. Give me that first five innings, all right? And if you're not scared, take a money line for the whole game. That dog is barking. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the big board today. Any final shout-outs? Got about a minute or so left before we get started and get out of here to the big board and get that book going. Go ahead. Ron, third down.
Got to start off with Ronnie B running the rampart over there, keep his winning streak going, and I got to mention my super fan, Kayla.
Go ahead. Scotty, beep him up web.
Yeah, hey, just go to the site, MLB-daily.com. I write up the first three games every day, so if you want to go in there and see, free picks, free analysis on every day, you can get the first three games of the slate every day.
First three games of the slate every day, getting cash in your pocket, locked and loaded. JB the Ticket and Vegas Scoreboard Express. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Go to my website, jbtheticket.com, vegasscoreboardexpress.com, and for all your advertising needs, go over to VSXDigitalSportsNetwork.com. So that's a wrap, guys. Thank you guys again for coming on the board. Check us out online. It's time to get some grease dropped and get the money. Good morning, everybody. Have a great day.
You're listening also the big ball. JP the Ticket. Vegas Scoreboard Express. Giving you that grease.